you want to sit here, let me know. I want to feel the...
That's your rope.
Ruach.
This is really cool.
Ruach Nechol.
Okay, Chabra. I made a mistake. I didn't realize that... two things. Two introductions. First of all, I thought we were going to have another perm next week. But next week, at this time, we're going to be Bezat Hashem in a different world. It's going to be Purim.
Oh, really?
Next Wednesday night. So, Mavish, right now, we're Shavuot Shechalbo, almost. Mavish. After Shabbos. We're basically there. So, we're going to have to... I'll tell you like this. If you want... I was thinking, by the way, if we want, maybe on after Mincha, on Shushan Purim, on Chayes Esther, maybe. If you want to do one more, a quick something. Okay, I say there's no. I don't think there's any afternoon theater after that. So if you want something quick, we can do something quick. one other thing, I was telling you, I had Siyata the Shemaya Mamish. I couldn't find the keys of Rav Kook to tie into what I want to say. I'll tell you, it's Siyata Shemaya. I have to say it. It's Mamish unbelievable. It's just you guys. It had nothing to do with me. Last night, as Mamish, the whole night, I was looking for something for Rav Kook. And I was looking. And so I found something from Tzvi Yehuda, like a small line, but it wasn't like a mash something from Rav Kook that I wanted to give over. I opened up Pirkei Avos. I have something here from Pirkei Avos. A piece of paper falls out. A stack of papers fall out. I'm like, what is this? I opened it up. It was a shir that I saw Moshe Avenu in the first mission of Pirkei Avos. Bidiyuk exactly what I'm saying. With a piece from Rav Kook. And not only that, I made a photocopy of it already because I heard it the first time this year. That's a fellow in my Pirkei Avos about 12:30 last night. Okay? And that's the Rav Kook that we're going to... Bezat Hashem, we're going to... That fits in, I think, Bidiyuk, exactly what I want to say. And Bezat Hashem, tonight's Moshe Rabbeinu is your site. Zayin Adar.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
So tonight, the shir is Le'ule Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. I also want to do Refuah Shleima.
I'm not sure if you need to, but...
They're always on the Nishmas. And, and also, but we do really need a Refuah Shleima. My grandmother's having a very big test tomorrow. And she really needs a lot of tefillah, so that at least some of my learning should be B'schus Refuah Shleima for her.
What's your name?
Miriam Rivka Bas Dabrish.
Dabrish?
Dabrish. So if people could dive in tomorrow for her, that'd be very, very much appreciated. And Bezat Hashem will see Yeshua so it'll come us in a half a chub Bezat Hashem.
Okay.
Unless she's healthy, the test will decide. If she's healthy, healthy.
She should be healthy.
Amen. So let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu? What's Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the shaykhus of Moshe Rabbeinu and Adar? Not only that, I want to read the first source to you. Rabbi Yaxson actually said it today. This week's parsha is parsha Tetzaveh. Listen to this valatorium. The first valatorium says, "Ve'atot Tetzaveh, you Moshe Rabbeinu, I command you." Listen to the Baal Tzim, it says, Lohisker Moshe Bezeh Seder. It doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name in this week's parsha. Masha Ein Kein B'chol HaChumash, unlike the rest of the Chumash, from Shemos to Vezos HaBracha. From the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born till the end, he's mentioned in every parsha except for this one. Shemisha Shadol HaMoshe Ein Seder Shelo Huskarbo. There's not one parsha that left out his name, except for this one. Batam, why did he leave out his name? Mishum Sha'amar Mecheni Na Misifrecha. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, said, if you're going to take after the Chet Eagle, if you're going to get rid of Klal Yisrael, then get rid of me. Don't put me in your sefer. So what does that mean? And it says in the Gemara, the Zohar, the Gemara says, that the Chalasas Chalchon Apila Tanai Ba, with this guy in Bezeh, that it's coming to teach us the Koach of the words of a Gadol. That even if he says that, he said Al Tanai, if you don't put Klal Yisrael in the Torah, then take me out. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, his words are so powerful, even though he did take out Klal Yisrael, he still took out Moshe Rabbeinu. Unbelievable, just a side point. It says, Misifrecha. He says, erase me from your sefer. I heard an unbelievable thing today. That Misifrecha, what does it mean? Misifer Chof. From the 20th sefer in the Torah, that's the one you're going to be, that's the one you're, I'm not going to be, I want to be out of that one. What's the 20th Parsha in the Chumash?
It's Aved.
Moshe Rabbeinu. But the unbelievable thing, that's not the unbelievable thing. The Gemara says this Parsha always falls out on the Yortzeit of the week of Moshe's Yortzeit. What's the Shaychus? Moshe's name, it should be mentioned Dafka in this week's Parsha. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. And if we're trying to stress, it's the same Moshe the most amount of times in this week's parasha. So what's the shaychus? I think we understand what the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu is, what he represents, understand why he's an Adar, understand why he doesn't mention his name, and that's the goal tonight. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, the Mishnah Avos says it starts off. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, I don't know if I may have mentioned this to you once. I don't know. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Moshe was Mekabel the Torah from Sinai, Umasol Yoshua, Yoshua was Zakenim, Aminim, right? It's a call to talk about the chain of the passing of the Masorah of Torah. What's the question? Do you have any questions? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Any questions on that one? Oh, beautiful. I told you this? Oh, okay. So I'm sorry, this is Chazar. It should see, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Me'akarash Baruch Hu. He didn't separate. This is talking about who got the Torah from who. So Moshe got it from Hashem. He didn't get it from our Sinai. So what's the Shaykhus? Yeah. Why does it say that? So I have a Nesiva Shalom here. It's unbelievable you saw. First of all, the Pasuk says, Ish Moshe Anam Me'or Mikol Adam. You know that what defines Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, what is his midah? If we have to define him in one word, is anava. Not only anava we call Adam. He is the greatest anav. Okay, so now that we understand that, listen to the Nesiva Shalom at source 4. Hamaforshim amdu al omro Moshe kibbutz Torah Mesinai. The Maforshim are bothered. Why does it say Moshe kibbutz Torah Mesinai? Shahaya lama li Mesinai. Why is it telling Mesinai? Moshe kibbutz miagvura. He should have accepted from Akash Baruch Hu, but Svarim HaKadosh, Sefer HaKadosh, told us Yankiv Yosef, Mavur Bezeh, Dine Ba'od, Shekashir Tziva Akash Baruch Hu, Moshe, Lahotzi Esbine Yisrael, that we saw that Moshe, when Akash Baruch Hu told Moshe, take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Kokach Mitzarei, Va'amra Mi Anochi. We see that when Hashem comes to him at the burning bush, says, take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he says, who am I to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? Who am I? So Hare Klapi Ashlichus the Kabbalah Satorah Lomatzinu Shesir of Klal. Yet we see that he doesn't reject accepting the Torah. He rejected taking Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. He never rejected bringing the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So why did he reject? So listen to this guy, bro. Vatam bezeh kira Moshe shemikol harim agvoim tavor v'karma lo bachar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why Moshe Benu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to find the mountain to bring the Torah down on. He skipped all the big mountains. Right? Which mountain did he go to? Har Sinai. What was Har Sinai? Elabar Sinai, Hahara Katam Biyosir. He chose Har Sinai, which was the smallest of all the mountains. So Moshe saw this. Mizeh, even as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, Daka la Katam Ashaf Biyosir. When he saw, Moshe Rabbeinu saw, that what? It's being given on the smallest mountain. Oh, so the smallest person will go and accept the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that, he said, I'll go accept the Torah for Klal Yisrael. So now the Nesiva Shalom goes out to say it. Therefore it says, Moshe kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Because without Har Sinai, he would never be mekabel the Torah. But what's the depth? What's it telling us? What's the yisod? It's not saying that Moshe didn't think that he was a great person. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to know, that, you know what I mean, that who he was. But the Torah is like this. It's teaching us, do you want to know the prerequisite to be Mekabel the Torah? The prerequisite to be Mekabel the Torah is a novel. That when a person realizes, when he stops being a Baal Gaiva, when he starts realizing, he starts becoming a humble person, then he could become Mekabel the Torah. But that's the first thing. That's like the first Mishnah. This is the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is the transmission of Torah. What's the first Yisod that we have to say? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. That's the Yisod. We'll have to understand why it's so important to have a novel by Kabbalah Satorah. That's the next step. But before that, I asked the question. I didn't see this in the Siva Shalom. It says Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, but then that's not the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Anshei Knesset Gedolah said three things. Havi Mesunim Badin, again, back in source 2. Havi Mesunim Badin. Be slow to judge, meaning don't be quick to judge. Be deliberate in your judgment, right? I think that's the word.
Yeah.
That means that's the word. Art scroll. I always say it says by the Akeda, it says they went to yonder. That's like the classic yonder. Yeah, I don't know. What's yondering? I don't know what that means. They went to yonder. I know it means that, but when I talk about it, it's that kid that's Yitzhak, so it's probably yandering, probably some, you know, Zohar word or something, I don't know. I mean, it has to be something deeper there, yandering. Yeah, that's like a good, that's a good art scroll word though, right? Okay. The amidu tamidim harbe, stand up many tamidim, but also siyag the Torah, and make a fence around the Torah. The question is, what's the shaykhus, first of all, of these three things? And what does it do the beginning part of the Mishnah? So my chiddush that I want to say, maybe I saw this somewhere, I don't know, I don't remember. So right now I'll say it's my chiddush. That what's a shaykhus? It's stress. It all has to connect. It all has one. If I had to give one title for the whole mishnah, anava. How do we see that? How do these three things bring out anava? Have misuni badin. What does it mean to be deliberate in judgment? Who's a Baal Gaiva? Baal Gaiva thinks I know everything. A case comes before me, Aser, Mutter, no, right? That's a Baal Gaiva. What's a Baal Anava? What's somebody that's a Nava? He realizes I don't know everything, maybe. He says, let me think about it. Let me consider all the different factors here. That's step number one, Havim Esunim Adin. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. Oh, so how does that translate? Havim Esunim Adin. What's Vamidu Taminim Harbei? Someone who's about Gaiva doesn't want anybody else to know what he knows. Right? Because he's got to be the top of the world. V'hamidu tamidim harbi. Make for yourself many tamidim. Make people who also will be tamidim chacham. Not only that, v'hamidu. Why do you use the word hamidu? So again, I think the yisod of hamidu is stand up, make tamidim who will stand up on their own. Who can learn on their own. Meaning people, tamidim, who will not be dependent on you. They themselves will be tamidim chachamim. That when you're not around, they'll be able to stand up. So not only are you giving over wisdom, you're possibly making them greater than you, and you're not making them dependent on you. That's the opposite of a Baal Gaiva. That's a Baal Anava. And what's the last one? Asu Siyag Torah. Someone who's a Baal Gaiva thinks, why do I need the Isser of Kolisha? Why do I need Shomer Nagia? Why do I need all these things? They don't apply to me. Come on. About Gaiva, right? I don't need all these extra things. Someone who's an Anav realizes his weaknesses. He realizes he's human. He realizes he needs restrictions because without them he's going to stumble. And that's the idea of how you also say of the Torah. That you should make a fence around the Torah because you realize you're an Anav. You're not about Gaiva. That's step one. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And he teaches us we need an Anav, that's a prerequisite to Torah. Why is that to be the prerequisite to Torah? So we mentioned this past couple weeks, we're mentioning the same source. Ma'avish, this has so much to do with Purim. It's source number 5. The Yusim Refidim. They travel from Refidim. They evolve from Minbar Sinai. They yachad from Minbar. Vayichad Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. It says the Klai Yisrael encamped next to the mountain. So the famous Rashi there. Why is it Vayichad and not Vayachad? It's in the singular, not the plural. So Ki Yishecha Belevechad. At Kabbalah Zatorah, they were one. So my question is, what's the big deal? Why do they have to be one at Kabbalah? What's the big deal? We know we learned this Rashi, but not Kishaka, Belecha, very nice. Arevim Zelazah, beautiful. Who cares? What's the message Kadosh Baruch is giving Klai Yisrael? So I think the Yisod is like this. The Yisod is Kadosh Baruch is telling Klai Yisrael, this is the Yisod of all the Torah. Why? We mentioned in the previous shurim that one aspect is we have to realize that Torah connects us to Klal Yisrael and shouldn't separate us from Klal Yisrael, but different Yisrael. What happens when you're Kishecha V'Levechad? What you're doing is you're saying, instead of me being in the center, I'm putting somebody else in the center. I'm going to care about somebody else. I'm not just going to think about me, I'm going to think about other people. Why is that so important? Because the whole Yisod of the Torah, you want to know what the Yisod of Torah is? The Yisod of Torah is to not put your Ratzon in the center, it's to put a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in the center. That's what Torah is. I want to go, I have Taiva, I want to go sleep with a woman. Okay, that's a normal person wants to do that. I want to do that, it's my Ratzon. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? No, don't do that. So what I have to do, I have to be battle myself, my Ratzon, my Taiva, for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. That's the Yisod of Torah. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he want us to do? He wanted to train ourselves to that idea. He said, start with human beings. Ki ishecha b'levecha means, worry about other people. Think about other people. Don't be mispat yourself to other people, because if you can't do it for other people, you're not going to be able to do it for a God that you can't see. People you could see, who you could sense, who you could feel for, that's much easier. But the whole Yisod is, that's what Torah is. Torah is making room. Making room for other people, making room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate Yisod of Torah. What does it mean, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? What does it mean that Anava is the prerequisite to Torah? And this is the piece of Rav Kook that fell out of the Mishnah Berurah, out of the Pirkei Avos last night. What is it? Here Rav Kook is talking about, why is he Moshe Kibel? What is it stressing that he's receiving Torah? Listen to this unbelievable Yisod Gadol. I think it ties into another place in Pirkei Avos which says Shtika leads to Chachma, Ein Chachma El Shtika. So we'll understand what that means. Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai. What does Rav Kook say? The Tzadik Yisod Olam Hagedola Helyona Shel Adam. The greatness of a person, a misalami al kol godom and iskav, who goes to great heights, he has taglut lishma b'kol Hashem, lekabel devar Hashem. That someone who's great, that his essence is to be that he has to be someone who receives, that he's listening to the devar Hashem. He wants to receive the devar Hashem. Lo lechadish ma'atzmo, not to look to make chidushim and to change what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Lo la'amidu chazon, not to make a dream, to come up with new ideas, chidushim. Lo litchazik ma'atzmios hakokos ha'begvalim asher la'adam l'chonotzer. Not to bring about his atzmios, his own individuality. That's not the point. Ki'im lekabel. The first step is to be a mekabel, is to receive. Moshe Adon Hanavim. We're talking about Moshe now. The greatest Navi in the world. The smartest person in the world. Mamish the greatest. Right? And you would think, what? He should be Mechadesh and make up, you know, Chidushei Torah, Pipulim, Rav Chaims. That's what you would think. No, Chavra. Ha'ana Shemechola Adam. This honor from all people. Ashal Pnei Adam on the whole earth. Hu Bala Yonas Hazeh. He came to the highest madriga, that because he had this attribute of being an Adam Mikola Adam, he had the greatest nevuah. She or Alam is la'ad. Arba He didn't add anything in from himself. All he did was be a makabel. He realized that's my tafkid in this world, is to be a makabel. And how do you become a makabel? What's a makabel? Makabel is saying, I'm not in the center, someone else is in the center. How does a person do that? Through anava. Without anava, if you're in the center, what's gaiva? Gaiva is, I'm in the center of the world. So if you're in the center of the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be in the center of the world. The only way that you can put a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the center of the world is through the mila of anava. And that's why Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai. Because it wasn't about him. It was about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was listening to what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted and then giving that over to Kal Yisrael. That was his whole tafkid. That's the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a prerequisite of Torah. It's mamish. It's unbelievable. It's from Cook. It's like mamish. It's mamish. It's unbelievable. This answers the question we had. What was the question we started off with? The Baal Turim says it's the only parsha that doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Why? Because this is the greatest hesper for Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to know the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu? You want to know who he is? He's Anam Mikol Adam. His name's not there. You want to know why? Because it wasn't about his name. It wasn't about him putting his name into the Torah. It's about bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name into the world and bringing his Torah to the world. And that it's just describing who he was. It was defining his essence. And that's what we have to. That's what we have to learn. That's what we have to take from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not about me. It's about Christ. It's about Kadosh Baruch Hu. But my question I have is, why in the month of Adar? What does it have to do with Adar? So maybe we said this is Yisod, I don't remember if we said this is Yisod, but Gavalda, this is Yisod, I'd say 105,000 times, until Purim comes, till you mamish when you're drunk so much. This is the only, if people want to know, what's the Yisod of Purim? Right now we're going to say it's the Yisod of Purim. And a person should maybe, I think every day, if you ask me what's the, first of all, two of all those, start, you should be, now till Purim, every day, for that Dhamma Mesias Sharm and the first Parakim Mesias Sharm, every guy should be saying that every single day. So mamish, or at least, finish that by Purim. But to mamas take 10 minutes where you don't see anybody in the world except for the Mesillas Sharm, you mamas pound that into your brain. And the second thing is, maybe for 2 minutes in your day, take out this piece of paper, Baruch Hashem, I copied it for you, take it out, read this one line, and we're going to read over and over and over again, and when you're drunk, Be'ezrat Hashem, that's the only Yisod you should be thinking about. The only Yisod you should be thinking about is this one Yisod. And people say, what are my Akhanas? And people say, I'm learning so much Gemara, I just don't feel... Because that's not the Akhana for Purim. I'm sorry. I say it's part of the Akhana. You have to have morning, afternoon, and Rishmak. You have to have Mamish, Amunah, Machshava. Right, I got to build a... Whatever. We can speak about this all day, but we don't need to really speak so much about it. And 40 minutes in your day, Mamish will prepare for Adar. But now we're... This is it, guys. Why is Moshe Benu's Yorta in Adar? Listen to this. The Kuntres says, he brings from the Chiddush Yerim in the first line. V'chein hiva b'shmo b'shvat emes. It also says in the Shvat Emes, Parashat Shmuel, Asis Parashat, Sh'amar tam nosef l'shem chodesh Adar. What, he brings another reason for the name of Adar. What's the month of Adar? Adar al shem asha amar chazal b'medrashish parshas truma asu v'kutam v'idar b'neichem. Build me a place and I'll come and settle with you. Adar, I'll dwell with you. That's the lashon of Adar, dwelling. Behind the other whom we lashon dira, it comes from the lashon of dira of a dira is an apartment in modern Hebrew, a dwelling place. Skip a line. The first word line. The chodesh Adar whose match yesh b'shars ashchina. The whole essence of Adar is that the Shechina is here. It's dwelling in this world. And now listen to this. Here we go. Fine, that's what I want to read. The Mornayim says an unbelievable thing. In Parshas Truma, Kisham Adar. What does it mean? Nitrikon Aleph Dor. What's Adar? Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Echad, Aluf Eshel Olam, the person in charge of this whole world, is Dar. Where is he? Dar in this world. Mishenichlas Adar Marbi B'Simcha. What is the Simcha of Adar? The Simcha of Adar is we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living with us in our world. He's not up there at Shemayim. The Aleph is Dar in this world. How do we see that on Purim? Why Mishenichlas Adar Marbi B'Simcha? Because we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned once in the Megillah, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. His name's not mentioned once. Why? Because the whole Yisrael is you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. And it's all Teva. The whole story, Vashti, Esther, Mordechai, Bigson, Zeresh, right? The whole thing seems like Teva. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we realized by Nes Purim was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here the whole time. And he's living in this world with us. And that's the Mishenichlas Adar Marbi B'Simcha. The Simcha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with me in this world. And that's why the next source I wrote, also the Mikdash Shechati B'Socham, that the whole Yisroel, all the parshas are reading now in this time of Adar, what does it have to do with the start of Adar until the end? The Mishkan. What's the Mishkan? Also the Mikdash Shechati B'Socham. Build me a place in this world, and I'll dwell there with you. It's bringing out the Yisroel of Adar. What does it do with Moshe Rabbeinu? Pasha, what does it do with Moshe Rabbeinu? If the whole idea is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming into this world, and we have to recognize him in this world, how do you recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do you bring Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world? By making a little room. How do you make room for Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the Yisrael? Anova. To be a Mekabel. Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Yisod of Adar. You want the Mishenichlas Adar Marbi B'Simcha? You can't do without Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Yisod of Klal Yisrael. He's the Yisod of this month. Because of him we have Simcha. And that's a lesson, Mamish. A week before Purim, Zion, 7 days later, Peter. The week before Purim, the Shavuot Shechalvo, like we said, the Yisod is, you want to know how you're going to be drunk on Purim, it's so B'Simcha, and everything's going to be great? Is if you realize the Yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you realize the Anava. Very interesting thing. That's Gevaldik. Unbelievable. It fits in. Torah is so sweet when you realize this because everything fits in. Moshe Rabbeinu, it always falls out this time. The Parsha is always, it's Gevaldik. But I want a beautiful idea. That another unbelievable thing. Why did... What was Haman so proud, happy? He's very happy. Look at source 10. He's very happy. He built poor hua gorel. He makes a lottery. Tana, kevet shenafal poor b'chodesh Adar, sameach simcha gedola. He's very happy. Why? Who died in Adar? Amar nafali poor b'ira shemes po Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, so it must be a bad month for Klal Yisrael. For the Ohio Yodea, Ashe b'shiva ba'adar mes, b'shiva ba'adar nolad. He didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar and he died on the 7th of Adar. He was born and died on the same day. He didn't realize Haman was messed up and he didn't realize he was born on the same day. So Chavra, I have a question. Why didn't it say Shebeshiva ba'adar nolad Moshe? Or Beshiva ba'adar mes Moshe? Was he born first or he died first? He was born first. So why didn't it say that he was born first and then he died? So Chavra, this is the Yisod. The Yisod is when Moshe died, he never died. Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, he lived completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't for himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't die. If he brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, he can't die. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, you know what he did? He gave us the ability. He was reborn in all of us. He was reborn. He gave us the koach to be a kosher baruch to this world. What's my proof? Haraya, source 11. Ein adavar kein. The rabbi is talking about hilchos tshuva. Ki adam royul ol liyos tzadik kevosh rabenu. Every person, it has the ability, has the capabilities to be a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's lying. You guys believe the Rambam? No? You believe the Rambam? Bench, you believe the Rambam? We could all be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, that's a nice answer. We can fulfill our potential like Moshe Rabbeinu. But it says we can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Baruch Hashem, I wasn't the only person to ask this question. Source number 12, about your Rav Wasserman. Rav Wasserman.
Okay.
Great guy. So in the back of his Kovet Ta'aros, it's very shivish. Come. Rav Chana Wasserman, Kovet Ta'aros, and Yavamos. Come, no. What are you doing out here? Come on. Yeah, there you go. Listen to this Rav Chana. Rav Chana in the back of the in Kovet Ta'aros, he has an Agarata. So listen to this. He brings this Rambam. Kotzav a Rambam behilkos tshuva. He brings this Rambam. Shekol adam royul liyot tzadik kemosh Rabbeinu. He says, but even though the Torah says, v'avsha ida, even though the Torah testifies, v'lo kam kemoshe, no one's gonna be like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the greatest of everybody. So how could it be? He goes out to say, "Heinul in the nevuah v'lo b'tzikas." So some people want to say, "No, it's regarding his nevuah. He's the greatest in nevuah, but not in tzikas." Avo be'emes adavar pashim och iyach shal l'shuma adam like yela madrigo osel shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Chana says it's impossible for anybody to reach the madrigo Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so he says we have to understand what is the Rambam saying. So listen to this, Kavro. This is Rav Chana's explanation of this. Matinu b'kasav ki Moshe Rabbeinu nikra b'shem Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem. What does the Radak say on that? Uperish Radak b'reish Yoshua. Ki geder Eved Hashem. What does it mean? She ain't kinyan le'eved b'lo rabo. An Eved can't be called anything himself. He can't acquire anything himself. Anything that he acquires goes to his master. A slave can't do anything himself. He can't go wandering by himself. He's totally committed to his master. Anything that an Eved acquires, his master acquires it. And that was the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the tzidkus of Moshe Rabbeinu? He was an Eved Hashem. Everything that he had, every koach, his brains, his wisdom, everything he had was not for himself. It was completely for the master. It was completely for the Adam. He was Eved Hashem. He lived his life for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't in the Parsha. His name wasn't there. Everything that he had, he just did for Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the midah we're talking about that every person can have. When it says that every person, royal little tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it mean you're able to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? We all have the capabilities to be an anav like Moshe Rabbeinu, to be a makabel like Moshe Rabbeinu, to take ourselves out of the center and put a kadosh baruch in the middle. You're right, we won't have the IQ like Moshe Rabbeinu. But you know what we will have? We'll all have something unique. Maybe some of us are good at thinking, some of us are good at speaking, some of us are good at selling, right? We all have kokos. We all, and all different kokos, but we all have one thing in common. We could all use that for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that will make us like Moshe Rabbeinu. And what this is telling us is Moshe Rabbeinu never died. That Yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu is here for all of us to take. It's a chiyu for all of us to take. And that's what Rav Kook says. Rav Kook's son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, says, source 13. Anu motzi mispar pa'ami. We see many times it's a chazal hagdor sheyisol. We see many times chazal are magder. They define klal yisol. How do they define klal yisol? Anavim. People are humble. Kemuvuar b'chulin, as it says explicitly in Chulin, atam hamayat b'kol amim. What defines klal yisol? You're the fewer amongst all the nations, meaning that you're humble. You're an avim. Mimatav askam lefanai. You humble yourself before me. So perushu hanava. What's anava? Hanava b'muvne hamiti. It's having anava, the true anava, haloki, godly anava. He anava klapir aboinu shaloylam. that the essence of Klal Yisrael defines Klal Yisrael's our ability to give up for Hashem, to have a nova for Kadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. put God in the center of my life, not myself. That's the Yisrael of Moshe. That is there for us to take, and that defines Klal Yisrael. And then we understand everything. We understand Adar. We understand why it's a prerequisite to Torah. Gevaldik. Now I want to go a little deeper into Purim real quick. Purim. Camera. This time next week, we're entering the world of Mordechai and Esther. Unbelievable. But this is so to see throughout the Megillah. We spoke about previous weeks about the idea of giving on Purim. I'd like to point out something I heard from Rav Aryeh Cohn, Hashem, one of the Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, I forgot his name. One of the Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein asked a question in Source 14. Vayichiros HaMelech es Esther HaMalka Omedes Mechatzer Nasachim Ba'adav. This is mamish the climax of the Megillah right now. Or one of the highlights. You know, this will be in the previews. You know, like...
It'll be in the trailer.
In the trailer, exactly. This will be in the trailer. What happens... Esther, guys, imagine this. Think about this. It's crazy. This Bishyako girl, Umamish, she's in the house of Ahasuerush. She's stuck. And now she's faced with an unbelievable task. Her life and the life of Klal Yisrael are on her shoulders right now. Think about this. Picture this. You're not allowed to go see the king. And if the king doesn't accept you, when you walk in, you're dead. Think about it. They said there were three malachim there, helping her, picking her up, lifting up her head. She was fasting. She was freaking out. She walked into the Achashverosh's, whatever you want to call it, this hallway. You see? And she's shaking. She's trembling. She's mamish pacha. Think about it. It's unbelievable. So she comes in, and she finds favor in his eyes. But Yosef HaMelech Esther Sharbita Zahav. She gives him the scepter. He reaches out the scepter that where Asher biyado, that's in his hands. Okay, Batika Esther. Esther gets close. Batika Barosha Sharbita. She touches that tip of the scepter. It's two questions. Where else is the scepter going to be? The scepter that's in his hands. Where is it? Between his toes? In his hair? Where is the scepter? Of course, it's in his hands. What does it mean, Sharbit Asher B'yado? And what does it say that Esther touches the tip of the? Who cares where she's touching? So since it's Yisod, Yisod for marriage. Those of us who are looking or want to get into the Parsha, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the Parsha, you want to look at the Parsha, this is Mamash Yisod. If not, just take this and remember it and you'll read it before you get married, B'zat Hashem. Or you'll call me. Fly me in. I'll teach it to you right before the night of your wedding. Don't fly me in. Mirat Hashem, you'll just invite me to your shalayim, to the chasana. Oh. I'll drive there. Benjamin said, give me the seventh bracha. I'm happy. I'll do chazanas, everything you want to do. I'll work it out. But I can invite also my friend. I'll meet my friend Ari Mirzap as Hashem. I think he gives like 5 minute chuppah to our Torah. I saw him, why are you Torah? He's like, and why are you Torah now? It's like, Rav Moshe Weinberger, Rav Sobolovsky, and like Rav Ari Mirzov. It's Mamash. He's changing Klai. So Ari, I love you, man. Mamash changing Klai. So Ari, you can invite him. You can come see also 5 minute Chuppah Torahs if you want also. You can manage to have the whole party. You can have the whole thing. So listen to this, camera. So what's the Yisod? The Talmud of Moshe, I forgot what his name is. Her B'Shem, Rav Ari Cohn, from DRS. What's going on over here? Achashverosh sees Esther come. She's mom is shaking. She looks like a peasant. Achashverosh says, "This is my wife." She's so scared to see me. So what does he do? He says, "Takes his sharbit." The sharbit represents all the power in the kingdom. He says, "Come here." And what does he do here? Look, imagine a pen. This is the sharbit, and the top is the ball, right? What does he do? He takes the sharbit asher biyado, the part that he was holding. Gives it to Esther. He says, "Esther, take the malchus, it's yours. Everything I have belongs to you. It's all yours, Esther." And what does Esther do? She should take the part that's in the hand. She touches the tip. What does it mean? She flips it around and she gives it back to Achashverosh. Says, no, everything that I have is yours. That the Yisod right there was laid out, first of all, marriage. But the Yisod is everything that's mine is yours. My life is your life. Everything I do, I give is to give to you. That's one yisod. But the ultimate yisod is, this is the yisod of Purim. The yisod of Purim is everything I have is yours, and everything is yours is mine. It's the relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship between me and Klal Yisrael. The whole Purim story is about Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim. Haman says, they think they're part, they're a scattered nation. They think they're part of the picture. It's just them. They're in the center. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not other Jews. The whole tikkun is Lech Kedoshes Kol Yehudim. The whole tikkun is a Shalach Maros. The whole tikkun is a Batalas of Yonim. The whole tikkun is a Suda. The whole tikkun is getting drunk and being besimcha together. And to go hear the Megillah together. That's the Yisod. What's the Yisod? The Yisod is to get rid of your gaiva. Why is it so important on Purim? Because Purim we know. Did I put it on the sheet? I did. Oh, last source. We know. It says Kimu v'Kiblu. Let's see, I'm not going to read inside because I want to finish. The Kimu v'Kiblu, what's Kimu v'Kiblu? It says Kimu v'Kiblu Kfar. At Har Sinai, they put the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over our heads and we mekabel the Torah Meira. On Purim, we had the ultimate Kabbalah HaTorah Mi'ava. We realize it wasn't Kabbalah HaTorah Mi'ava. We realize Hashem's part of our lives. He loves us. He's here the whole time. Now we can accept the Torah Mi'ava. If it's a Kabbalah HaTorah, what's the prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah? Ki ish echad, b'liv echad. Moshe Rabbeinu. Anava. That's the Yisod. You can't have Purim without Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't have Purim without Lech Kedoshes Kol Yehudim. That is the essence of the day. We'll finish with one last thing I heard from Ari Cohen. Gevaldik. What are the 4 days that Purim could fall on? You can't answer. Come on, you have to know this year.
Days of the week.
Like, what days of the week?
Do? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
No, so Thursday. Week. Thursday.
Friday.
Friday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Tuesday.
So let's take a listen to this, guys. Come on, this is it. It's going to blow you away. Get ready. The 4 days. Let's start. I'm going to do an order. Tuesday is Gimel. Sunday is Aleph. Friday is Vav. And Thursday is He. Gimel, Aleph, Vav, He. What does that spell? Gaiva. Purim falls out on those 4 days to tell us. You want to know what the Soto Purim is? Take those days and Menahafachu. Get rid of your gaiva. Get rid of the thing that holds you back from bringing God to this world. To putting God in the center of your existence. You can't bring God in because all you do is think about yourself. What am I going to eat? What about God? What about His name in this world? What about bringing Him to this world? Chavra, that's the Yisod. That's the Yisod of Purim. That's the Mishnah Nechzal Marim B'Simcha. That's what we're getting rid of on Purim. Chavra, we should mamash b'zochet. Mamash take the gaiva and to throw it in the toilet and flush it down. Take the gaiva, send it to our enemies. Put it on Iran. Let them become such big bal gaivas that they'll kill themselves, destroy themselves. Halavai. And we should mamash see a hafachu. We should see a time of simcha. It should mamash be a time where we bring Moshe Rabbeinu to our lives. And in this yurt to the Moshe Rabbeinu, that koach should enter into us. And in the Mirtz Hashem, we take that koach. We'll be able to meet Shnich this other Marim Simcha. We'll be able to be the Kabel, Purim, BMS, Biava, Simcha. Oh, baby, bye.